This is Ivan Fetch, still in Atlanta, Georgia, for my cousin's wedding and visiting with some family. We had a nice outdoor ceremony today. Here's the pronouncement from that, where the minister kind of makes everybody wait a little bit for the actual announcement.
Therefore, by the authority given to me, as a minister of the gospel, and by the state of Georgia, wait for it, here it comes, I proclaim that they are now husband and wife.
It was hot out there, but good weather, short and sweet ceremony. And then we all headed inside for the reception, of which you're hearing a little bit of the background, some of the music, people talking, had good food and visiting time, and your classic combination of dances, of course the bride and groom, also bride with dad and groom with mom, and all those permutations that you tend to have that are fun to watch with weddings. As a little more of Georgia on my mind plays here in the background, I thought I would talk a little bit about my motivation and drive behind coming out here and being part of this wedding and hanging out with some family. I've never been much of an obligation-driven person. There's always a little bit of that in life. Sometimes we do things for people that are family because they're family, and that's okay too. But in this case, it's truly special, and it's very love-driven to get to come out here and spend time with this combination of folks. My aunt and my three cousins here have been folks that I've gotten to visit since I was very little. I would come out and see my aunt and my uncle at the time and my three cousins almost every year for about a week or two. I visited with my grandmother and my parents, and then more often with my grandmother as I got older and older, and then I'd eventually come out on my own still for that 1 or 2 weeks and just spend time with them, getting to live their life with them and be really natural, relaxed, and easygoing, and go for walks and hang out, watch videos, have just a lot of laughs and a lot of natural time together. When I was very little, and my cousin who just got married seemed like barely born. I'm not really sure how old either of us were, but I used to love carrying her around. I think I could probably barely carry her. I don't know that she liked it very much, but I had a good time kind of helping getting her around and just hanging out with her all the time. Other folks that are here, my grandmother that I mentioned already, she lives out here now as well, and she's doing very well. Great health, great spirits. She's in her early 90s. She might not necessarily appreciate me telling everybody that, but she's an incredible lady, and I got to spend a lot of time with her growing up, and I appreciate that I still get to spend time with her and to know her, and that she's still around for us to be able to enjoy her. My dad is out here as well. He's somebody that I've appreciated more as I've been growing up and getting out of my 20s into my 30s, and now I'm in my late 30s. So I'm sure there's maybe some people or some aspects that I've somehow missed mentioning here in my little telling, but it's really a fun thing for me to get to be with these people that I naturally enjoy and love very much. And congratulations to my cousin and her new husband, Kevin. And thank all of you for listening. My name is Ivan Fetch. Ivan Fetch on Twitter, IvanFetch. This little piece of music that, if everyone's listened to all of my episodes, heard before, it is the closer to this tune, Georgia on My Mind.